He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see. The Pharisees were looking for evidence. They were looking for evidence in order to convict. And they pounced upon the fact that Jesus had made clay, just a little bit of clay with spit, and put it on his eyes. So he had made clay and he had performed a miracle. And that, obviously, the first thing they doubted whether or not the miracle had occurred. And then the next thing was, you know, the witnesses of others, whether or not this man was really born blind. And even in this situation, the Pharisees, again, obviously, they are the ones who are blind. They are the ones who are trying to explain away miracles, who are trying to find fault with working good things against their interpretation of when it should happen. Brothers, sisters, even in an age where we can see, you know, how many thousands and thousands of light years away, we can see far away. We can now, I just read an article where the electrons, the scanning, what is it called? An electron scanner. Anyway, it's the only way we can take a picture of molecules and now atoms, that you know, they can actually just barely see the shape of atoms in a sense, which is kind of an amazing thing. That we can have such a range of sight. And yet, of course, what happens? We have many who do not believe in miracles, many who are looking for evidence that there are no such thing as miracles. We have no one looking for absolute truth apart from facts, you know, certain scientific facts. Otherwise, there is no moral truth. There is no real truth for happiness, purpose, and meaning. And so it's amazing, in an age of great scientific insight, we have little to no purposeful, meaningful, spiritual, moral insight, a kind of blindness. But that is where you and I come in. Exemplifying the power of seeing with faith, exemplifying the power of prayer, exemplifying how following God's law does make us happy, exemplifying how we are cured, literally cured, not just physically, but healed of any kind of spiritual or emotional or mental self-harm or how we have been harmed by others, really showing forth how our Lord has helped us to overcome sin and to overcome harm and hurt because he has worked a miracle, and especially worked a miracle on a Sunday, worked a miracle on a day of rest where it's he is the one who is working on our hearts.